Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The book of Genesis begins with God's creation of this amazing world and ends with Joseph's body in a coffin in Egypt. Genesis 50, verse 26. Oh, the ravages of sin! Since then, billions have wept at loved ones' graves. But the trail of tears is only part of the story. God has not given up on the human race. In fact, time and again, he has intervened to pull the race back from the brink. After Adam and Eve rebelled, the first thing God did was announce that there would come one mysteriously called the woman's seed. "He shall bruise your head," he told Satan, Genesis 3:15. Then the Lord found a way around the murder of Abel, the proposed line through which that seed would come. He again rescued the lineage of the Messiah through the tortured story of Judah and Tamar. And remember how Joseph told his brothers, quote, "God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance," Genesis 45:7. Now the plan has grown from God's covenant with a man, Abraham, to Jacob's family, outlined in Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 to 6, to an embryonic nation developing in the womb of Goshen. Perhaps one reason God allowed the move to Egypt was the increasing influence of Canaanite behavior on Jacob's sons. In Goshen, away from the Egyptian population, because their occupation of sheep herding was considered despicable, they were kept somewhat insulated from the evil practices of a pagan world. And there, quote, "The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty," verse 7. But the Pharaoh of a new dynasty had arisen, unfamiliar with Joseph's deliverance of his nation, and he did not like this burgeoning population of Hebrews one bit. Trouble ahead.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.